To the penitent, God provides a way back. He encourages those who are losing hope. We kind of see that in the gospel, providing this way back with encouragement as Jesus looked at him and loved him. This young man, this rich young man who clearly has this desire for something else, something more, goes to Jesus. And what's interesting as the passage begins is Jesus was on a journey. So Jesus was moving. You know, he's on his way to Jerusalem now. And this man comes and kneels and asks him a question, and Jesus stops and encourages him and encounters this conversation. So for us, it should be an encouragement as Jesus, as we heard, is providing this way back, providing this hope, that so often we can get lost in the thought that Jesus doesn't have time for me, or that my problems aren't big enough for Christ to worry about. But here Jesus is on the journey to Jerusalem, and he stops to make time for this young man. This should encourage us that Christ will always have time for us. And we can kind of say that the response of Jesus is always the same, that he looks at us and he loves us. And he calls us to himself by calling out that one thing that's preventing us from being close to him. You know, we're just a couple of days away from Lent. And traditionally, the 3 weeks leading up to Lent were officially a pre-Lent to prepare ourselves for that period of preparation. That's no longer part of the calendar, but we can still use these days leading up as a time of preparation. So what is that one thing that's going to keep us back from really living out this season of Lent? What is that attachment that keeps us chained to the ground and doesn't allow us to fly in the freedom of the love of the Heavenly Father? You know, our translation here says those who have wealth, it's difficult. And in Greek it says those who trust in their wealth. There's a difference there. What do you trust in? When Christ looks at you and he loves you and he says, this is your one thing that's preventing you, what is it you have set your trust in that's not Christ? Allow Christ's loving gaze to fall upon you this day. Allow him to remind you, to call you out of that false trust and deeper into him. Christ is never too busy for us, his children, no matter how difficult it may seem. For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God.